producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, we were talking about two things that actually overlap a little bit. One is your dream job, what you'd really like to do. And it's amazing how often we get talked out of it. And the movie Eddie the Eagle, which is based on a true story, about a British kid who decides from early on that he wants to go to the Olympics. He wants to be an Olympian. And we see him walking around in a brace. It turns out he doesn't have polio. He just has weak knees. And his evolution, where his mom supports him and his dad still wants him to be a plasterer. But he really, it's an interesting movie that has to do with exactly what we're talking about today, in that he has a general notion of what he wants, which is he wants to be an Olympian. And the original idea is that he wants to do the Summer Olympics, because that's how most people think of the Olympics. And then he accidentally discovers the Winter Olympics, the poster about the Winter Olympics. And then he decides he wants to be a skier, and because the ski team needs to find sponsors, and the kind of snooty Olympic committee for the Brits decides that he's not from the right school, then he decides he's going to be a ski jump, because there's not a British ski jumping team, and hasn't been one since 1929 or some such thing. And the point is, apparently it's based on a true story, and they actually show the real Eddie Edwards at one point at the very end, which of course we all live for. That he was willing to, he started out with an abstraction and was willing to refine it and redefine it as he went along. But the point of the movie and the reason, I mean, it's a little sentimental at some point, but I took a couple of friends to it with me to the screening, and she was a little bit antsy. It was not her, she's a little more, and he literally had tears rolling down his cheeks. So it's one of those movies that is kind of rocky on skis, which is all those movies are, right? The underdog who just won't give up and doesn't have a whole lot of natural talent but has a lot of heart and a lot of gumption. So it's certainly one of the movies you can take kids to, which there aren't a whole lot of movies these days that you can take kids to, including Deadpool. Deadpool is R-rated, and justifiably R-rated. So this is... this movie, do I think it's going to knock Deadpool off? Probably not, to be quite honest. But it is a movie that you can take the family to, and it's a feel-good movie. And it does fit nicely in with today's notion of figuring out your dream job. Because, again, even though it's not a job, his idea was to be an Olympian, and the lengths to which he was willing to go. Scary lengths, to a certain extent, to be quite honest. Alrighty. So let's look at some more of that if you could do any job you wanted, what's your dream job, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else we got here.
All right, Mary wants to be an NFL official.
I don't actually know how they recruit. I think you have to start in kind of I think it's like baseball and football. You have to start in one of the minor leagues and then move your way up, but why not? That's interesting. Hopefully she's done the research about how to do that. I think, in theory, you have to be in relatively good shape because you run around a lot. But have you seen some of those people are in good shape or some are not? And I think there are women who are doing it these days.
Yeah.
So good. I'd love to know why. Are you a sports fan? Do you just like, what's the motivation behind that? It's an interesting notion. I'm not sure I've ever heard anybody who said they wanted to do that before. Love to know where that came from. All right, what else you got?
Sydney, I am working my dream jobs. I am a licensed clinical social worker in North Georgia. I am the regional director of mobile crisis services, where we respond to people in the community in a behavioral crisis. Also, I do some PRN, home health, social work. I am blessed to have found my niche.
Good for you. I'm so pleased to hear that. I hear you. I mean, good for you. It sounds like you found something you're good at, something you love, and you've allowed it to have a fairly broad spectrum so you don't get bored. Yay you. That's great.
Yeah, that's a good one. Mary, district attorney, why I want to put the guilty in jail and keep the innocent out of jail.
Okay. There you go.
Shannon wants to be a National Geographic photographer. And somebody commented on hers and seconded that. So Shannon and Mary both want to be.
I don't know how you do that either. My guess is I actually interviewed somebody who was a National Geographic photographer, but it was a while ago. And as I recall, and again, I'm maybe a little bit spotty about this, that being a photographer, anybody, for being a photographer for a newspaper or for a magazine, is that you submit photos as a freelancer to begin with, and then they sort of notice you, and then you can sometimes be put on staff. But and a lot of there aren't that many magazines anymore, but a lot of the stuff I think is done freelance as well. More and more things are being done freelance because that means that a company doesn't have to pay the basics for an employee, and the sort of perks add up to about 25% of the base salary. So that freelancing is the way that a lot of corporations are going. Okay.
Stephanie, I don't know what this is, but dear and glorious physician to help people heal.
Yeah, well, I think there was a book called Dear and Glorious Physician. It was Dear and something Physician. I'm not sure it was glorious. But, yeah, the idea of the old-fashioned notion of the Hippocratic Oath of healing people. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how much it's part of everybody's motive who goes into medicine these days, but I think it would be nice if we return to it. My guess is it will. That was certainly part of the motivation for people up until fairly recent. Well, not that recently, but that people really wanted to be healers. And as the tools for healing became more scientific and more specific and more costly and more... specific. I mean, I remember in medical school, one of the professors saying that whenever you were in clinic, what you did was you got out behind your desk and you walked over and you shook hands with your client, because by shaking hands, you could smell their breath, you could see the color of their eyes, you could feel the texture of their skin, you could see whether they were just a whole lot of information that you couldn't get any other way. The idea that a doctor would actually physically touch a patient these days is almost apocryphal. And the doctor quite often is not the first person who meets the patient to begin with. So there's a history taken. Sometimes it's Skype. People don't even go to doctors anymore. They do it online. That there are a whole lot of diagnostic tests. And I don't know how squeamish doctors are about actually touching people anymore, because some things are contagious. But a whole lot of information is being lost. But those were also the times where people had many fewer diagnostic tools. I mean, you had a stethoscope to listen to a heart. I mean, you've had an EKG or an EEG around for a long time. But the CAT scans and MRIs and DNA analysis, genome information, all of that is relatively modern. And to a certain extent, it means that the people who went into medicine, instead of being healers in the old-fashioned sense, became scientists. And so the people who got into medical school, the people who did well in medical school, the people who got out, quite often were scientists rather than healers. But because medicine has become so scientific and a lot less lucrative than it used to be, my guess is that there will be a return to the old-fashioned kind of healer. Even maybe alongside the scientists, so that there will be both of those skills, kind of like the Queen of England and the loyal opposition or something, that there will be church and state, there will be healers and scientists who will deal with this. And to a certain extent, homeopathic medicine has gone in that direction as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, 855-993-7569. If there's something on your mind and you'd like to chat with me about it, all you have to do is give me a holler at 855-993-7569. We're talking about dreams, and what else is a psychologist going to talk about? We actually haven't done a program about dreams for a while. Maybe we should do one of those. But you can't do it on Facebook because I don't get enough information. If we're going to do a program on dreams, you have to call me about them. The idea being that well, I suppose severalfold, that a dream job is not necessarily the same as a dream. Dreams can be interpreted, as one of our callers pointed out this week, in terms of universal symbols and our unconscious whispering in our own ear. When we're talking about dream jobs, we're talking about something presumably that's a bit more conscious that happens during our waking hours. And in fact, the value of dreams is really when we're awake, of taking our conscious mind and applying it to the whispering that our unconscious bridges into our ears during dream work. But the idea of thinking about it, and I'm really pleased to hear that that several of you, first of all, are in your dream job. I think that's great. But to understand that if you have something that really makes some sense to you, pursue it. And maybe you won't end up in the NFL as an official, but you may end up in the local college or high school or junior high school. That if you know, and there's certainly nothing wrong with trying to shoot for the pinnacle, but there are many steps in between, or there are options that may work almost as well. So don't write yourself off. One of the interesting things, because it's a Hollywood movie, is that the mom is real supportive and the dad is real unsupportive. And you know, my particular perception is that it's parents' jobs to kind of be a teenager or to be a cheerleader, that the world will close doors on you quickly enough, unless it comes to paying for it, which is one of the issues of the movie as well. But you'll go see the movie if you're interested. And if you're not interested, I've probably told you enough for you to be able to talk about it at a water cooler and sound like you know what you're talking about. Okay. Just think, you've saved yourself $12.50. All righty. So let's look at other people's dreams jobs. A lot of people think I have a dream job, which I agree. I think I have really, I'm very pleased with my job. There are days where I think, oh my goodness, but by and large, it's terrific. I get to help. It's endlessly stimulating. I get to talk with you guys. There you go.
As a days you question it on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah, the Jacob. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. No, the days that I question it, even on days when I question it, I can't imagine anything I'd rather do.
Yeah.
I mean, there are days where you think, gee, maybe I could do this for, like, you know, like my sort of common criticism of movies is that it's too long, of thinking, well, gee, you know, maybe I should do it for, you know, an hour or something. And people are astonished that I do 3 hours. They think that that's an awfully long time. So what can I tell you? All righty, 855-993-7569. Let's hear other people's dream jobs. But there are very few days where I think, I mean, look, there are days where you just wake up and you think, oh, I just want to stay in bed and pull the covers over my head. But there are not very many of them. And even then, usually by the end of the program, I'm thinking, well, gee, this is kind of fun. All right, keep going.
Okay. We have Alan. His dream job is breaking new bands and being paid by a great rock magazine and getting it all funded, getting funded by it, and they love my coverage of all the great rock concerts, in my mind.
Well, there you go. You should go get in touch with Jan. Jan Werner from Rolling Stones. I don't know if he's... So there you go.
Yep. Paul. Oh, gosh. Paul wants to be a high-priced male escort.
All right, let's hear what the qualifications are, darling. All right? I mean, you know, let's... all right, first of all, to be a male escort, you have to be charming. You presumably have to be adorable. You have to have a nice wardrobe. You have to be very pleasant. I suppose, depending on how far the escort duties go, you have to probably be pretty sexy, or at least appear to be sexy. Are you an equal opportunity escort, or is it only for women or men and women? Are you going to be your own, what's the word, I'm going to use it gently, agent? And where are you going to get your clients? Do you want to be loved only for your body? So, yeah, this is a little more complicated than you think it's going to be.
Yeah.
I actually, because the radio stations that I work for, by and large, have been in questionable areas. It used to be that radio stations were in, like, the cheapest real estate they could find. Now radio stations have kind of, I don't know if it's they were making more money or I don't know what, but a lot of radio stations are in like much more, what's the word I want, presentable buildings. But for the first couple stations I worked for, well, one of them was actually in Fenway Park, so that was okay. But one of them was in the Tenderloin District. So I knew a lot of hookers because I would walk to work and I would run into them all the time. I would talk with them, and being a hooker, I mean, a lot of them were single moms, and they really felt that it was that they could make a lot more money doing that than they could waiting tables, and it was a lot easier on their feet. But it's an interesting kind of phenomenon. There was a study that was done about the same time I knew a lot of hookers that said, and also exotic dancers, that said that those two groups of women had a huge incidence of sexual molestation when they were young, which is a logical kind of conclusion. If you basically view yourself as a sexual commodity, I suppose there are very few paths you could take. You could be an exotic dancer, many of whom turn tricks, or a hooker, I suppose, or a wife. Was that rude? Yeah, forget I said that. All right. Alrighty.
Okay. Dave wants to be a musician / entertainer.
Well, that sounds like you.
Yeah.
We need to know what the context is, what he's doing to do that. Rodney Dangerfield, for example, would go to bar mitzvahs and weddings. He was a house painter, and he would, I think he owned the company, but he would go and do his stand up essentially either for free or for chump change for a long time. He didn't really get recognized till he was, I think, almost 60. He was 56, 57 or something. So if this is something you really want to do, how do you take the steps? And for him, part of the fun, the pleasure, was that he had something that put food on the table, but then he also had something that he did for his soul. Although, and then he was discovered. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to get paid for it immediately, although the word job implies getting some payment for it. But figure out what the baby steps are. Start with where you are. Start with what your fantasy is, and then move back and forth. So you figure out how to get closer to it, or some of the steps, or some of the alternatives. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. All right, let's hear some more sort of dream jobs.
Yeah. Hawa says, owner and cook of Hooters so that I can see beautiful women every day. And able to choose the next waitress. Being the chef allows control of the business.
All right, let's break this down into various parts. First of all, Hooters is a franchise.
Right.
Okay. Oh, actually, it's a chain. I assume it's a franchise. It may not be, but all right, number one. Number two, my guess is that if you have your own restaurant, let's call it Cooties, as opposed to Hooters, all right? If you have your own restaurant, and you can be the chef, certainly, you can decide decor, menu, personnel, hours, location. If you're a cook at a franchise or at a chain, my guess is you will be in the kitchen. period, all right? Someone else is going to do the hiring, and if it's part of a larger chain, very likely the hiring is going to be done out of headquarters. More and more hiring is done online. And I know the idea. I think what you really want to do is be a Hollywood producer, and I think what you're really talking about is the casting couch. So you may want to shift your career goals a little bit. Being a cook is hard work, long hours, standing on your feet, and my guess is that you're not going to have a whole lot of interaction with the wait staff, let alone hiring them. On the other hand, if you want to be a patron at Hooters, you may have a much better shot at flirting, and all you have to do is overtip. All right? And that way you don't have to stand on your feet. You don't have to worry about being in a hot kitchen. You don't have to worry about having your own carving knives. I don't know if Hooters actually has carving knives in the kitchen. But so you may want to refine and redefine your those words are almost the same, aren't they? Refine and redefine. There you go. Your career goes a bit more. But I'm sympathetic with what your goals are. I just think you may have gotten yourself, if not into hot water, at least into hot grease for no particular payoff for yourself. Okay, keep going.
All right.
Aren't I helpful?
Yeah, very. Boyd, the designer and builder of prototypes for my own manufacturing business. I hope to do that once my Lyme's disease treatments are done.
Well, it'd be nice to know what the prototypes are. I was just reading something, which I didn't really understand, to be quite honest. I don't really understand 3D printers, particularly, in terms of being able to make products. I guess, basically, a 3D printer is a fancy word for a mold, essentially, that the computer designs that then you add stuff to. I mean, I'm not sure. I've seen it, and I kind of understand. I mean, I'm not a technophobe, and I am, you know, been trained as an engineer, so I get part of it. But that kind of behavior, that kind of manufacturing is going to become, I think, more and more available on a less and less expensive level and more generically. 3D printers seem to me to be sort of the wave of the future, that they're nearly science fiction, but they're here. So, and somebody who knows a whole lot more about it than I do, which is probably essentially everybody, could probably direct you in that in those areas. But good luck to you. We'll see your name in headlights or whatever.
Pamela, school nurse for special needs child. Lucky me, I already have it.
Good for you. Good for you. And again, you can see that there are those little bright, shining notions of people who are very clear about what they want to do. And if you look at the people who are clear about what they want to do, the more specific they are, they seldom have a whole lot to do with money other than our lottery winners. But that they said, you know, people who work for money are never very happy, and people who just like the work they do are always happy about it. So.
Brenda, who is actually my mother, says...
It is?
Yeah.
So this is your mom responding?
Yep.
Oh, no, you outed her.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, no.
She wants to be a wildlife biologist.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about your mom. Does she have any degrees?
Nope. She had us when she was young and got into doing carpentry work.
Good for her. All right. So she graduated high school.
Yep.
Well, I mean, are all you kids grown at this moment?
Yep.
Okay. So why not go back to school and do? She's going to have to take some beginning courses. And if money is an issue, I would probably encourage her to start at a community college level, because she'll pay a lot less for it, and especially if she is a resident of the state that you're in. So in a number of states, you can go to community college for free if you're a resident, so that's something to look into. And take her first couple of year courses, and my guess is, because it sounds like she's really motivated and probably smart, and as I said at Rice, we hated to have adults in class with us, because they were actually motivated to learn something as opposed to just get a date or a grade. Mm. So she could probably whiz through the first couple of years with the basics, and then focus on marine biology or wildlife biology or whatever she wants. And mm-hmm. my guess is she's probably, if she started having kids young, she's probably relatively young mm-hmm. and can, and she, if she stays healthy, you know, God willing, the creek don't rise, that she could spend a large part of her life being happily employed in what she wants to do. She just needs to get started.
Yep. There you go, Mom, if you're listening.
And you can contribute to, I mean, especially for people who are going back to school, for older students, there are quite often a whole lot of support programs and scholarships, and so she should do it.
Yeah. All right. Heather.
Go, Brenda, go.
Heather wants to be a teacher with a livable wage. I love what I do, but it's almost impossible to keep doing it at low wages.
Yeah, I hear. And maybe, I mean, the advantage, and I know it's not much of an advantage, is that, that school salaries are basically they're on the basis of an 8-month school year, so that you have those 4 months to do. I know a lot of teachers get involved with tutoring and other kinds of things, but I agree, we should be paying teachers more than we are. It's an election year, so work for candidates who are supporting higher wages for teachers. And for those of you who are saying, well, look, we already pay so many taxes for schools, you look at what the breakdown is as administration as opposed to actual classroom teachers, and it will shock you. We need many fewer administrators and many more teachers because most of the salary doesn't go to the teachers. It goes to administrators. Shocking.
Yes.
All right, keep going.
Dennis, I was once a manager of a movie theater, and I loved it. I would love to do that again.
Yeah, well, the problem again is quite often payment about those. I actually have some friends who own screening rooms in New York, and they started out being managers at movie theaters and loved it and made some contacts and I guess squirreled away a little bit of cash and talked with the banks, and several of them own screening rooms, and you probably need to be in a big city or affiliated with something like a university or something, but it's absolutely a doable. I don't know exactly how AMC and Regal and things like that work. My guess is that because they're large and they're franchised and they're probably union, they're very likely pay relatively good wages. But I always thought that would be kind of a cool thing to have your own screening room. Money is not great, I don't think, but you set your own hours and you get to see all the movies and you don't starve.
There you go.
Think about it, yeah.
Last one, Tammy wants to be a therapist.
Okay, I assume, I don't know what kind of therapist we're talking about. There are psychotherapists, there are physical therapists, there are occupational therapists. So you may want to narrow your focus a little bit about exactly which kind of therapist you wanted to be. They're massage therapists. My guess is that you know what you want to be. It's just that the terminology may be a little elusive at this moment. So figure out what kind of work you want to do, who you want to work with, what, for example, males or females, school population, prison population, young, old. I was talking with somebody the other day about gerontology being a real growth industry because there's so many of us boomers who are getting older. And then figure out, as I said, if looking at your education, because basically for most kinds of therapy, you're going to need some kind of education, maybe some kind of licensure. If you don't have any of the basics, think about community college. Think about getting the basics as cheaply and quickly as possible, and then go on and get the fancy stuff later. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
No attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
Jake, that voice sounds strangely familiar. Jake actually did that sounder for me. All right, so let's hear what the program director question is.
Okay. So George was wondering, what are the top 10, which we might not have time for, or top 3, he says, typical misunderstandings between men and women?
I wrote a book about this. Okay, let's see how many I can get through. Number one, misunderstanding. That we mean the same things by the words we use. I think that that it's a major misunderstanding not only between men and women, but between everybody, that we really need to be careful about the words we use. When someone says, I love you, for example, that can mean very different things to different people. When someone says, if you love me, you'd know, I mean, that's a major source of misunderstanding and miscommunication. So, number one, just be as clear as we can in our vocabulary, because words are the best we have, and you can tell that they're none too helpful of people saying something and taking umbrage where the other person didn't mean it at all. So it's not only, as I said, between men and women, it's between everybody, is that we're not careful about our language. Number two, I think, which is kind of number one, is that communication is easy. It is not. Communication is very complicated. Because we need to understand what we're feeling, be able to describe it specifically enough that it's not going to be misinterpreted, be able to find a language that the other person can understand, then be able to verbalize it and sit still while they go through that entire process of responding to what we said, try to figure out what they feel, figure out how to conceptualize it, how to verbalize it, how to say it in a way that you'll understand. And that's just the first level. And then we have to go back and forth. So, number one, that we need to be specific about language. Number two, that communication itself is very complicated. Number three, that most of us, that men tend to be much more comfortable with their anger than their sadness. Women tend to be much more comfortable with their sadness than their anger. So we miscommunicate. You can hear this is a lot about communication, isn't it? That we miscommunicate what we're feeling, that a man who slams around may be feeling like, you don't really love me. You're spending time with the kids, and I feel like I'm just the breadwinner. A woman who is crying may be furious of saying, you don't tell me I'm attractive anymore. I just feel like I'm a maid and a housekeeper. So, again, you can see that I'm a fan of very specific and very precise and very defined kind of communication. In general, I think that women tend to view sex as something that once we're okay with each other, then we can have sex. Men tend to view sex as healing, of, well, if we have sex, then everything will be okay afterward. And you can see where that is going to be a major problem of a man feeling that sex is going to make everything okay, and woman feeling that we're not going to have sex till everything is okay. I'm trying to think what other kinds of major issues are primarily between the sexes. As I said, I wrote a whole book called Why They Don't Call When They Say They Will. That I think men have grown up with the idea that if you meet a woman, that you should ask for her phone number whether you're interested or not. And that women view you as, if you ask for a phone number, that you probably are going to call. That whole issue about calling is enormously complicated. The men will ask for a phone number when they just don't know how to get out of the situation, and they don't want to hurt your feelings. They may have no intention of calling. They may be buried. They may say, you know, if my herpes ever clears up, if I ever decide I'm straight, it means nothing. And women, when assume that if a guy takes your phone number, he'll call you within 24 hours and sometimes within 5 minutes. And that's not very accurate either. Women have, to a certain extent, gotten beyond this by asking for his phone number. And women tend to have a very different kind of time frame about relationships. Women in general, and again, these don't always hold up, feel like if you're interested, you call pretty quickly. Men sort of feel like if they call too soon, it'll make them look needy. So if they meet you on a Thursday, they're not going to call Friday because too close to the weekend. Nobody calls anybody Saturday or Sunday because that implies you don't have a date. Mondays are dead days for everybody. So if a guy meets you on a Thursday, the earliest he's likely to call you is on a Tuesday or Wednesday. And that's assuming that work went okay, they didn't lose your phone number, they didn't lose his nerve. So it may be at least a week, and if he doesn't call in that very limited window of that Tuesday, Wednesday, by the time it's Thursday, it's already been a week. You haven't heard from him. You've told your mother that to get off the phone, because even though you have call waiting, you're afraid that you might not hear it, and so you're going to miss his phone call. You're taking baths rather than showers, so you'll hear the phone. You check your phone 14 times a day. You've Facebooked him. You know, you're trying to get in touch with your friends to know if they know anything about him. And he may be very interested, but if he doesn't make that Tuesday, Wednesday window, it's going to be another week. And so it's now been 10 days or so before he met you. And he's calling and saying hi, and you're treating him like he's Genghis Khan, because where was he? You know, you've worried about it for over a week. He hasn't called, so now you've written him off as being a scallywag and somebody who wasn't really interested. So the timing between men and women is an issue. What am I up to? That's number five. Let's see. Number six, that whole issue of children is probably something that it's very dependent on men and age, that young men tend not historically to be interested very much in children, and women view it as something that is absolutely a part of their future. As men, especially for second marriages, men are quite often much more interested in children than they were the first time around, because they quite often screwed it up the first time around. Money is a major issue between men and women, because money is a major issue between people. And I suppose the opposites attract, which should have been higher up in the list, is opposites attract and then aggravate the daylights out of each other. That if, especially, and the younger we are, the more likely that is to be the case, as I think it's quite often why second or third marriages are much more successful than first, other than you've finally learned something. But you're much more likely to pick somebody who's like you as opposed to someone who's unlike you. And the idea being that if you're young enough, you pick someone who's unlike you because you figure you're in the process of trying to define yourself and trying to learn to like yourself. So someone who's opposite seems very attractive. As you sort of grow into yourself and accept who you are and work on who you are and work on your assets and your deficiencies, someone who resonates with you, who's like you, may feel much more appropriate. So we pick people for reasons, because they're opposite, then they drive us nuts. All right, well, I think that got to eight. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.